You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music of the stars, huh? One more hour. Every Sunday, from 7 o'clock Central AM till high noon. That's Civic Media time, which means Central. Well, we're around the world, you know, with the magic of the internet. What an invention. This is Russ Phillips on the trombone. It's called Doodling. It's for trombonists who like to show off. Can you blame them? Now, if you're a sax player and you want to show off, well, there's only one song for that. No, I mean, if you really are good and want to show off, it's Jimmy Dorsey and Oodles of Noodles. But this is the Marine Band going to do it for you this time. No, really. See what I mean? Thank you. The Marine Band. Master Sergeant Steve Longoria on alto. Look at that. Patty Page.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. If he has a doggy to protect him, he'll scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. You can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is, I do hope that dog is, I do hope that dog is for sale.
Hey, remember the pet shop on the corner where we used to walk by and see the monkeys and the windows and everything? They're tearing that down.
I know. I'll never forget that. Boy, one day I went in there, Joe, to get my mother a birthday present.
Oh, they had a lot of nice things to get in there.
Yeah. I wanted the best for my mother. You know how it is. I went in there and I said to the clerk, Marty, I said, give me that parrot. That's the one I want. Beautiful looking parrot. He says, that'll cost you $20. I said, for what? A parrot? He said, that's a very intelligent parrot. Why, that parrot speaks 7 languages. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. Well, I want the best for my mother, Joe, so I gave him the $20, and I went home and I put it on the table. And I went out. I wanted to surprise my mother. I went out. I came home about supper time. I said, hiya, Ma. How you like your birthday present? He said, what present? I said, the parrot. She said, I thought it was a chicken. I plucked it and cooked it. I said, you did that? I said, Ma, that was a very expensive parrot. It spoke 7 languages. She said, well, if he was so smart, why didn't he say so?
Here's Pablo.
The loveliness of Paris.
This is Pablo.
Seems somehow sadly gay.
The singing parrot.
The glory that was Rome. Day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay.
I the Rockies far away.
Pancho the Parrot at the San Diego Zoo. How'd they get that whole orchestra in there? Perry Como, Mitchell Ayers. Mitch is from Milwaukee.
Belly high may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Belly high will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the stream. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Belly high, belly high. My head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, belly high. Come to me.
Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein, South Pacific. There were a couple of Racine gals in that picture. They kind of wandered in back in 56 during the shooting. They used them. Let me see if I can find that story. Pancho the Parrot on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
What kind of a bird is this?
He's a double yellow-headed Amazon parrot.
Right. And how long have you had
Pancho? Pancho has been in the show at the Wild Animal Park for about 3 years. He's about 12 years old now. And he lived with some ladies who sang around the house, and he learned from them. Can you say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
Good, good. Okay, that's wonderful.
Can you say that a little softer?
Hi.
Ooh. Hey. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Like all good singers do before they sing, well, sometimes they like to warm up. Can you warm up for us? Warm up. Atta boy, Poncho.
Oh, we got a winner here.
Now.
We got a winner.
His first song is from the musical South Pacific, Bally High. Bally High. Attaboy, Poncho.
The bird.
How about I left my heart in San Francisco. I? No, I. Just because Johnny likes that one, huh? Okay, I left. I left. I left. No, I left.
But the bird didn't go like this. Tony Bennett goes like this.
What do you say when you see a bird fly over, Poncho? What do you say?
What are you doing up there?
Can you try another warm-up for us? And a high one. Attaboy. Now, his last one is his favorite.
Obviously, certain birds are easier to train. This is the best I've ever heard. Over the years, we've had, as I say, a lot of... Really wipeouts. You know, where the bird sits, or they say he has to be in a certain mood. What makes Poncho so good?
Some birds talk better than others, and some learn quicker. He's just an exceptional bird, and he was in the right environment. And
is it the reward again? I mean,
no. It's birds learn to talk when they're fat and they're happy and they're really content with their environment, and they're just kind of bored and they have nothing else to do and they have a lot of stimulus.
They have a long life too, don't they?
Yes, they do. This guy probably lived to be 70 or 80, and he's only 12 now, so he's got quite a career ahead.
Well, he'll know the Irving Berlin songbook by then.
He's got one more. He's got one more song too. How about "Springtime in the Rockies"? Springtime, springtime, springtime. Springtime. Warm up for us. Okay. Okay, now we'll try to get springtime. Okay, here we go. Springtime. When it's springtime. When it's spring.
When it
Hello.
Okay, this is what I've been looking forward to. So who have we got here?
I'm Pam, and this is my dog, Oscar.
Okay, how old is he?
He is 3 years old.
He's adorable.
Yeah, thank you. I love him. He is adorable.
And Pam, how old are you?
I am 59 years old.
You look good. Okay, and tell me why you've entered the show this year.
Because Oscar has a very unique talent. He can sing. When I play the piano, he can sing.
Are you winding me up?
No, I'm telling you, he can sing. He can hold a note. He can even do a vibrato and everything.
Yeah,
he can. Wow.
And when did he learn how to sing?
He started singing about a year and a half ago in my living room when I was playing the piano. And so then I worked with him, and now he really sings.
So does he write his own lyrics or what?
You know what? He doesn't write them yet, but I have a feeling that he might.
I don't want to expect too much, but yeah, I'm not kidding. I've done this show a long time. And I always said if we could find a dog that could sing, that would be everything to me. Good luck.
All right, thank you. All right, Oscar, let's get ready here.
Oh.
Mitch Miller, Old Yeller.
A mongrel, an ugly lop-eared mongrel, fancy free without a family tree. But he could up and do it and prove there's nothing to it, and that's how a good dog should be.
Here, Yeller, come back, Yeller.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Old Yeller was a hunter, a rarin' tearin' hunter. In any chase he knew just how to run. And when he hunted trouble, he always found it double. And that's when Old Yeller had fun.
Here, Yeller, come back, Yeller.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Old Yeller was a fighter, a rootin' tootin' fighter. In any scrap he knew just what to do. A rough and ready feller, although his coat was yeller, his bold Texas heart was true blue.
Here, Yeller, come back, Yeller. Best doggone dog in the West. Here, Yeller.
Take a chance
at the dance.
Halloween.
Halloween.
That's Frankie Fontaine. Believe me, the guy can sing, really. I'll prove it in a minute. Here's Arthur Godfrey.
I shut off the heat. I put out the cat. I did everything like you said.
My darling, you're sweet. There's no doubt of that. Now, will you go to bed?
Say, honey.
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
What is it, my dear?
You're snoring.
Put stuff in your ear.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
I just think you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty. She's pretty.
How'd you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner. He's thinner.
Now ain't that swell?
Oh, sweetheart.
Where's something to throw?
I love you.
Now that's nice to know.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
I'm warning you, Joe.
Our two daughters are grand.
I know.
But that ain't what we planned.
Now, Joe, go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. How do you like him? Keeps me awake now. He goes to sleep. They've got a sale on fur in town now. Don't frown now.
I'm not sore.
They give you 18 months to pay, dear. Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Oh, Poochie.
All right, I give in.
I love you.
I give up. You win.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right. It can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I'm glad that you're so now.
That is her 1958 hit, Who's Sorry Now? Her other ballads include Don't Break the Heart That Loves You and Pretty Little Baby, which if you've been on social media lately, you've seen that it has seen a resurgence on TikTok and Instagram. She signed her first music contract when she was just 17 years old. A cause of death has not yet been determined. Connie Francis was 87.
But the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone. But the melody lingers on. The night was melodies seem to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may, there beneath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon, the moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody
We'll meet tonight's mystery guest in just a moment, but first, here is a word from our... And now we come to the special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery challenger, for which the members of the panel are always blindfolded. Are the blindfolds all in place, panel?
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't see.
Will you enter, mystery challenger, and sign in, please? As you know, we go to a different form of questioning on this trip. You ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise, and we'll begin with Dorothy Kilgallen.
Have you a hit record?
Yes.
Mr. Sir?
Are you primarily a singer?
Yes.
Miss Francis?
Do you sing in pictures?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Southern Pictures?
Yeah.
Miss Kilgallen?
Wait, that's not a fair.
Oh, is that... Oh, you want that to be a half?
One question. I wanted to get a laugh, so I forgot what I wanted. All right.
Now, actually, Jerry, we will accept that was asked for the good fun in it. You may have a real serious
Thank
question.
Thank you, John.
Now.
I appreciate it. I'd like a mellow roll also, if I could.
You can have your mellow roll after the program.
Are you currently appearing in New York?
No.
That's why I thought you'd like another question. That's one down and nine to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Are you Connie Francis?
Yeah, yes.
Well, that didn't take long, did it?
I must say, Miss Connie, I'm afraid that bedlam that broke loose when you came through the curtains did a great deal to give too much away at one time. At the same time, our congratulations to you for the meteoric career that you have had in this
Thank past you,
year.
John. It was nice all the same.
It was wonderful.
John, Dorothy's jumping it. I was going to ask about where the boys are. I wanted to get that in, Miss Francis, but never had a chance.
Thank you. When he said a southern
You were thinking
movie,
where the boys are,
I was thinking
you?
Of southern Florida.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the boys.
But that's yeah. Several hits back, isn't it, Connie?
Two hits back.
Two hits back. But the movie Where the Boys Are Now has been playing around the country for many weeks.
It's been
very
cute.
Very cute.
I think I'd have guessed her, John, if she'd have talked a lot more regularly. I mean, you know, the disguising of the voice threw me altogether.
It's so unfair.
You know, with the disguising of the voice, the blindfold, and this chair that's hot and making my trousers sticky. You don't give enough to work with here at all, John.
I think you would have too, Jerry, because any young lady who has made you've had seven gold records and you've sold 15 million records in the very recent past. It's a wonderful record.
Thank you for being our guest.
Dreams are still
forever and a day. We live the life we choose. We fight and never lose. For we were young and sure to have our way.
This is the music of the stars. Great artist and a great lady. Tribute to Connie Francis. The music of the stars, Civic Media, Radio Network.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love. Cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together. Oh, darling, the memory of all the happy moments we share together will always remain in my heart. The picnics at the park, the boat rides on the lake, the way we danced all night, warmth of your kiss, the way you held me tight, are all part of a tender love I'll never, never forget. You're gone.
The music of the stars.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly.
for that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
That's Hugo Winterhalter. They don't get any better. And Perry Como. Alan Roberts. Robert Allen. The name of the composer and lyricist. That's it for another program, but there's always next week, isn't there? Lord willing. Here's Perry. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for being part of our program, and thanks for being part of our radio family. You're the best audience anywhere, because you get it. Until next week, from 7 till noon, Central Time, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.